نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے، نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے، نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے، نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے، نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے، نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے، نبی سے عشق کا دعویٰ سر آنکھوں پر مگر اے دوست، نبی سے عشق کا دعویٰ سر آنکھوں پر مگر اے دوست، محبت کیا عمل کی قید سے آزاد ہوتی ہے، محبت کیا عمل کی قید سے آزاد ہوتی ہے، نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The soul of a mu'min can only get pleasure, derive pleasure from the remembrance of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something which brings life into the heart of a mu'min. It brings happiness and joy and satisfaction. Soul requires a different kind of food, and the body requires a different kind of food. The food for the body, we can eat all kinds of fruits, vegetable, meat, drink all kinds of juices, eat all kinds of chocolates, biscuits. Those things will give the body happiness. The body will be happy. Nice, nice food coming inside. The taste is only on the tongue, but the taste is only on the tongue. But the thing is that that is what the body requires for health and for enjoyment. The rizā and the food of the body is different. And the rizā and food of the soul is the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi ki yaad, within the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the soul gets enjoyment. The soul gets happiness. The soul gets great pleasure. Then he says that your claim of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in its place. We don't deny that you all have got great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us who make great claims and bold claims and loud claims that we got great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he says all that in its place. However, how are you going to prove that you have got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are you going to prove that you are true in your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long does it take to make a bold claim? A few words. A person just utters a few words, I got great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now what does that cost? Nothing. So that kind of claim, it is not recognized in the field of ishq and muhabbat and love. That is not recognized. It's just words. There has to be action to prove that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot be azad from action. That you got freedom from action. You got freedom from ita'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Freedom from obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. All you have to do is just make a few bold, loud claim, and that is sufficient for entry into Jannah. and to become the mahbub of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that doesn't work in this field, in this line of ishq and muhabbat. Ishq and muhabbat, there will be tests, and the person has to prove that he is true in his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that test, when it comes, then if the person stays steadfast and he obeys Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam at all costs, irrespective of what difficulty or hardship or problem he has to face, then we will say that this person is true in his ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes the test is in wealth, in good health, in prosperity, in great amount of bounties. The test is in those ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which come flooding into a person's home, in his business. Sometimes the test is in that. Does he make shukr? And sometimes the test is in hardships and difficulties. That does he make sabr? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ta'limat, his teachings, they cover every aspect of a person's life. Every aspect of a person's life is covered in the ta'limat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Whether it is our business dealings, or whether it is our marriage, whether it's our walimas, whether it's upbringing of the children, whether it is enjoyment of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or whether it is pain and difficulty and hardship, or there's mouth and death in the family, or there is some disaster, the ta'limat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cover all aspects. Now we know that the tidal waves, what kind of damage and disaster they have caused. Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, and those tidal waves moved at the speed of a jetliner. Within 2 hours, it was already thousands of miles away. And look at the amount of damage and destruction that it has caused. How many homes have been completely destroyed? How many families have been completely separated? How many lives have been lost? Thousands of people have disappeared from the surface of the earth within seconds. So now at such a time, what do we do when such kind of disasters take place? You'll find it in the ta'limat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Why do these disasters happen? Why do earthquakes take place? Why does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send storms? And finally, there will even come a stage when there will be metamorphosis. People will be drinking, they will be enjoying themselves in the clubs, in the cinemas, in the theatres, or in some other haram establishment. They'll be drinking, they'll be listening to singing girls and dancing girls, they'll be watching. In other words, they'll be engaging themselves in all kinds of haram pleasures. And suddenly there'll be a metamorphosis. The faces of the people will change to that of monkeys and pigs. That will happen to close to Qiyam. And people will say that some people's homes disappeared due to earthquake. And some people this happened and that happened. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, why will these things be happening? Because of drinking, listening to singing girls, music, breaking up of family ties. All these type of things, when it become rampant in the society, plenty of zina, then these type of azabs will take place. However, what should we do when such kind of disasters take place? Then at that time we must take a lesson from whatever is happening, but we must not sit back and say, because they were very sinful people, so therefore some kind of azab came upon them. We must look into our own lives, that how good are we? If we had been there, what would we have been doing? So we must look at our actions and our lives, and irrespective of who they were and what they were doing or they were not doing, it is our duty to assist and help them in that condition. Now you'll find again the ta'limat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So ishq, the dawah of ishq, The dawah of ishq is very easy. Everybody can make that kind of a dawah. But when it comes to these type of tests, then that is where the person will prove by his actions whether he has truly got love for Rasulullah. So this disaster which has taken place, there must be gham and pain on the heart of every person, irrespective of where he lives. Thousands of Muslims have lost their lives, and even if it's not Muslims, but if people have been struck by this kind of disaster, then we must feel that pain. We must assist and help. But we must take great lessons from those disasters. As I mentioned, that this is just the beginning. As time goes on, we don't know what more we are going to see. There's going to be more and more of these type of natural disasters. It's going to be on the increase as Qiyamah comes closer. And we can see that all those things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, when people will indulge in these type of sins, then this is what will happen. We can see that it is so common now. It's rampant. There's no such thing as haya and shame and modesty left in anything. And then even in the name of Islam and in the name of Deen, behayai and immodesty is being promoted, is being propagated. And upon that propagation, people are saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, great success, great success. We don't even think that what words we are uttering. Upon haram entertainment, something that's totally haram, according to all four mazahib, there is no difference of opinion. There are certain things which we know that it is totally haram. It is being promoted in the name of Deen at certain functions. And thereafter the person stands up and what he will say, Alhamdulillah, our function was a great success. Allah Ta'ala's tarif the person is making upon haram. So what do we expect? So we must look at our own lives, we must look at our own actions and our own deeds. Whatever disaster takes place, we must feel pity for them. We must open our hearts for them. And we must take lessons from there. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we have to please Him. Otherwise we can make dua for the whole world and the whole world can make dua for us. But if we are not going to change, then nothing is going to change. Everybody is saying, forgive your son, please forgive your son. Never mind, he made a mistake, but forgive him. Overlook his mistake. He is your son, forgive him. Everybody is pleading. The mother is pleading, the grandfather is pleading, the grandmother is pleading, the neighbors are pleading that it's your son, never mind, he made some mistake, now forgive him, overlook it. But the son is not prepared to tell the father, please daddy, please Abba, please my dear father, I'm very sorry, forgive me. The son is not prepared to say that. The son says, I am independent, I can do what I like, what can my father do? Now the whole world is telling the father, please forgive, please overlook. Lekin wo bachcha jo hai, wo to tayyar nahi ho raha hai maaf ki mangne ke liye. He is arrogant. So will the father forgive that? So the whole world can make dua, but we have to change. Until the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam does not return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we cannot wait for those blessings and that nusra and that help which has been promised for the believers. The whole world is praying at the multazam, Ya Allah, forgive the ummah. But that ummah does not want to change. We want to increase in our sins. So therefore he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is easy to claim that you got his ishq and you got his muhabbat. That dawah of ishq is very easy. But you are not azad from amal. It doesn't make you free from amal and action. Action and amal will prove whether you are truly in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without that, it is a false claim. It is a false claim. Like how women have false labor. Many a times they go, and then the gynecologist say, false alarm. Go back again, come next week. So that's a kind of false ishq. Person thought that the baby was already ready to be born. But there was no life still. There was still time. So that ishq claim, the person thought that my ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is already born. But there's still long way to go. Jiyon, mashallah, sunay.
نبی سے عشق کا دعویٰ سرانکھوں پر مگر اے دوست.
شروع سے پھر سنا دیجیے, مولانا بھی تشریف لائے.
نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے, نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے, نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے, نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے. نبی سے عشق کا دعویٰ سرانکھوں پر مگر اے دوست, نبی سے عشق کا دعویٰ سرانکھوں پر مگر اے دوست, محبت کیا عمل کی قید سے آزاد ہوتی ہے, محبت کیا عمل کی قید سے آزاد ہوتی ہے, نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے. ہم ایسے خود غرض عشاق ہیں جو اپنے آقا کی, ہم ایسے خود غرض عشاق ہیں جو اپنے آقا کی, اطاعت بھول جاتے ہیں شفاعت یاد ہوتی ہے, اطاعت بھول جاتے ہیں شفاعت یاد ہوتی ہے. ہم ایسے خود غرض عشاق ہیں جو اپنے آقا کی, ہم ایسے خود غرض عشاق ہیں جو اپنے آقا کی, اطاعت بھول جاتے ہیں شفاعت یاد ہوتی ہے.
We are such selfish ushaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our claim of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is nothing in it except selfishness. That we are just interested in what we can gain out of that claim. We remember that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to make shafaat. He is going to intercede on behalf of the sinful believers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, shafaat and intercession is something which we all seek. It is something that we must seek. We must have great hopes. Which mu'min can be a true mu'min if he doesn't seek the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Without the shafaat and intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody will be able to enter into Jannah. So those who are going for Hajj also, and even if they are not going for Hajj, but we must seek Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shafaat. So that we remember, to seek the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But we are khud gharz, we are selfish, we are motivated, we are matlabi when it comes to our ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That only we want our benefits. But when it comes to itaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, obeying him under all costs, suppressing our evil passions and desires, suppressing the demands of our nafs, the taqaza of our nafs. Keep saying this great taqaza, taqaza, so this nafs also make great taqaza. And that demand of the nafs, if we are not going to suppress, then it shows that we are selfish. We are just matlavi in our ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We just want his shafaat, but we are not prepared to fulfill our side of the contract. It is a two-way deal there. We have to do something and then seek shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are seeking shafaat, but we are not prepared to do what we have to do. So you say, this is khud gharzi. This is our own matlab. But even if we are not obeying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we must not give up hope. We must make the effort. One is to give up hope after making the effort. And the other one is that to be lazy, don't do anything and have great hope. There's a world of difference. One is where the person is making the correct effort. He is trying his level best. He makes himmat. He makes plenty of tawbah. He takes a few steps. He wants to go ahead. And then again somehow that nafs and shaitan pull him back. So he mustn't lose hope. He must go on trying. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. The aashiq doesn't give up hope. He tries to maintain that contact, retain that contact. If that cord snaps, then he again joins. Like that incident that they have mentioned in some other majlis also. That two youngsters, they were having some kind of a discussion and debate on whom is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's gaze and tawajjuh more. On that person who committed no sin at all, or the person who committed a sin but he made sincere tawbah, deep-hearted tawbah. So one person was passing by, and he was in the weaving industry. So they asked him, they said, "Bade miyan, solve our problem. We have got a small dispute or debate going on here. Kiske upar khuda taala ki tawajjuh zyada hoti hai? Us shakhs par ki jo koi guna hi nahi kiya usne. Ya us shakhs par ki jisse guna ho gaya." In khoob nadamat, tawbah, istighfar. He joined with istighfar and tawbah. So he says, "I don't know about that. But what I do know is that when I am weaving, if a thread snaps, then my gaze is on that thread which I joined. The others I am not worried about. But I look at that one that it must go safely through now. Mustn't snap again." So from that, what did he mean? He says that we are human beings. We will make some mistakes, some errors, some sin. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also looks at that banda of his who expresses remorse, regret, shame, sheds tears, and he once again develops that love and that muhabbat and that rishta which had snapped, he joins it again. So then that person has great hope because he is making the correct effort. But the person who is lazy, doesn't want to do anything, or he purposely indulges in sins and goes on in the wrong direction, moves on, and fast speed also. And then he says, "I got great hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's maghfirah." In fact, he uses that very term that Allah ta'ala is ghafoorul raheem to indulge in sins. These days that is very, very common, therefore I've mentioned it many times, that it's a very common term on the tongues of many a mu'min. When they are indulging in sins, at that time if you have to tell them that this is sinful, this is something that is displeasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they say Allah ta'ala is ghafoorul raheem. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim to them means that you have now got the license to make, to indulge in sins and vices. And this has become so common. I have heard it myself on so many occasions. A person made a totally un-Islamic will, totally un-Islamic, in which he was depriving his daughters and was giving everything to his sons, and in the will, not in his lifetime. Even in his lifetime he must not do that just to deprive them. But here by will, and the person brought the will to me, and he showed it to me a few years ago, and he said that this is the will I have made, and I don't think that I am doing anything wrong. He says, I believe that I am. And then he had some distribution, give this one, give that one. He says, whatever I've got in this will, I've used my intelligence. And I've taken advice from the senior counsel. And I have got great hope that what decision I have made, it is the best decision. So I explained to him that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Quranic system of distribution is this. And Allah Ta'ala has called that person zalim, who doesn't distribute according to that. And look at the warnings that have been given. So he says Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Now imagine what a place he used that word, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. He says Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. He will understand that I did this in the best interest of my heirs. That means his intellect is now better than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's judgment. And so he says Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. So I had to tell him, please make tawbah, istighfar. It is a very dangerous statement that you have made. This Ghafoorur Rahim, indeed Allah Ta'ala is, but it is just like how Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. These munafiqeen, when they come to you, what do they say? You are Rasulullah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then does not say that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is not the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Because if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had to state immediately after that, that they are kazibun, that they are lying, then it could have meant that they are saying you are the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, but they are lying. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first says, Wallahu ya'lamu innaka la Rasulu. Allah Ta'ala knows very, very well that you are the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqeena la kazibun. Allah Ta'ala testifies. Allah Ta'ala knows very well. Allah Ta'ala declares that these munafiqeen, they are lying. They don't believe in you as the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. So like that, the term that they used, that he is Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that was correct. But they were using it in the wrong place. They were not believing in him. So like that, the person who says Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim and then indulges in sins, then he is using Ghafoorur Rahim in the wrong place. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. Person has got burn all in his house. He got burned, so apply it. He's got the panel beater next door, so if the car meets with an accident, then take it to the panel beater. But just because there is a panel beater next door, the person doesn't keep on smashing his car. He doesn't keep on burning his hand because he's got burn all in his house. So a mu'min has great hope also in the shafa'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But at least he must make some effort to bring the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life. To be obedient, to make a ta'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To submit himself. After that, the errors, mistakes, shortcomings, then he says, Ya Allah, I am weak. Where can I do anything with perfection? Forgive my sins. Bless me with the shafa'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. هو الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم. Who else can we hope for shafa'at from? On the full sirat, when feet will slip and people will fall into Jahannam, at that time too it is our hope in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of his shafa'at. So we must have that in hope in his intercession, but then the condition is that we must make the correct effort to get that intercession. So that is what he says in that poetry, that we have got one track system, that we want the shafa'at and intercession, but we are not prepared to do anything. We are matlabi, ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. MashaAllah, sunayyam. MashaAllah, ab ke aane se ronak ho gayi majlis mein.
نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے، نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے، ہم ایسے خود غرض عشاق ہیں جو اپنے آقا کی، ہم ایسے خود غرض عشاق ہیں جو اپنے آقا کی اطاعت بھول جاتے ہیں، شفاعت یاد ہوتی ہے، اطاعت بھول جاتے ہیں، شفاعت یاد ہوتی ہے، نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے، عموماً مسخ ہو جاتی ہے عقل و فہم انسانی، عموماً مسخ ہو جاتی ہے عقل و فہم انسانی، جب اندھی پیروی آبا و اجداد ہوتی ہے، جب اندھی پیروی آبا و اجداد ہوتی ہے،
the person's intelligence also intelligence of the person also becomes must, metamorphosis takes place. The person cannot think right, his brain cells don't function properly. Sometimes we will find this amongst those whom we term as modernists, and sometimes amongst those people whom we term as dindar people. Can be both categories of people, that their aqal does not work right. When they follow their grandfathers and fathers or their predecessors, I saw my father doing this, I saw my grandfather doing this, I saw people in the past doing this, so what's wrong if I have to do the same thing? Now we try to explain to them, but those people were not learned, or they were doing it out of ignorance, they didn't have the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, or they were not fortunate enough to have the opportunity of sitting in waaz and majlises of ta'aleem, or listening to tafsir of the Quran Sharif, or commentary of the Hadith Sharif. They didn't have that opportunity. They grew up in some village where there was not even a proper imam there. So now you can't just say that I'm going to follow them blindly. Now when the person makes blind taqlid, follows blindly his forefathers, so then the aqal also become must. And big arguments take place, fighting, sometimes murders take place. Why? Because we saw our forefathers doing a certain thing. So no doubt those forefathers could have done those things, and that's exactly what the kuffar of Makkah, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you want us to worship one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but we saw our forefathers worshipping all these idols, so how can we leave that? So if the forefathers have been doing something, then the person must use his intelligence. In business world he doesn't say my forefathers. In the business world, so many changes have taken place. They doesn't say that my forefather did business like that. In our times, there are no cash outs like we have today. And we didn't have everything pre-packed. And the customers used to walk in, and the person says 1 pound of this or half a pound of that, then you start filling up in the packet and you weigh there, and it takes 2 ages before you finish his order. Everything is modern trend today. Whether it's packaging industry or whether it is any other industry, everything is modern. Nobody says that my forefather did business in this time. So in the same way, when it comes to deen also, the person must not just accept whatever the forefathers did. He must question. If it is coming from the forefathers, then is it according to the Quran and Sunnah? If they were ignorant or they did not get the opportunity, now we have got the opportunity. In our time, there's so much of madaris, there's so much of darul ulums, there's so much of muftis. Just a few years ago, you had to search for a mufti in our country. You had to search for a mufti. You could count them on your fingertips. We used to say there's one mufti sahab in Natal, Maulana Qasim Sema sahab. We used to call him the mufti sahab. Just one. One in the Transvaal we knew, Mufti Sanjalvi sahab. Like that. One in Cape. So you could count them on your fingertips. Alim from this end to that end you go, you may find one. Miles and miles you travel, towns and towns you go past, you find one alim somewhere. Otherwise it was generally empty of ulama. But today in every locality, in every town, in every masjid you find so many ulama, so many muftis. So probably those old people, they didn't have the opportunity. Whatever came to them from their grandfathers, they just followed it. So now we mustn't keep on following blindly. Aqal must not become mask. We must use our aqal, we must use our intelligence. That what is deen? Deen is Quran and Sunnah. So we must follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. And when we get the modernists, then as I have mentioned many times, that they say we must be broad-minded. So I say, yes, indeed, we must be broad-minded. We're not so broad-minded that our brains fall off. Those people, their brains become mask, and here the brains fall off altogether. Because the mind becomes so broad. Inki to aqal hi gir jati hai. Kuch rehta hi nahi hai usme. So there must be a balance. There must be a balance. Ji.
Nabi ki yaad hi se rooh momin shaad hoti hai. نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے عموماً مست ہو جاتی ہے عقل و فہم انسانی عموماً مست ہو جاتی ہے فخر اے عقل و فہم انسانی عموماً مست ہو جاتی ہے عقل و فہم انسانی جب اندھی پیر بھی آباؤ اجداد ہوتی ہے جب اندھی پیر بھی آباؤ اجداد ہوتی ہے وہیں تعمیر ہوتے ہیں عمارات عمل اے دوست وہیں تعمیر ہوتے ہیں عمارات عمل اے دوست جہاں عشق نبی ایمان کی بنیاد ہوتی ہے جہاں عشق نبی ایمان کی بنیاد ہوتی ہے نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے جسے ہم اس تلاہ شاعری میں نعت کہتے ہیں، جسے ہم اس تلاہ شاعری میں نعت کہتے ہیں، حقیقت میں دل بیتاب کی روداد ہوتی ہے، حقیقت میں دل بیتاب کی روداد ہوتی ہے.
What is نعت شریف؟ نعت شریف when a person says in reality what is نعت شریف؟ When the heart becomes restless in the love of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. When the heart becomes restless in the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when it cannot contain itself, then the pain of the heart, and the person says it in poetry, it becomes naat sharif. So the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is lazim, it is compulsory. The muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam is farz. Just like namaz is farz, roza is farz, zakat is farz, hajj is farz. In the same way, the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also farz. That much muhabbat which makes a person do everything that Allah and His Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have ordered, and that much muhabbat which makes the person restrain himself from everything that Allah and His Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have asked them to restrain from. That much muhabbat is farz. If a person doesn't have that much muhabbat, then he is neglecting a major farz. We all know about namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, but this is also farz. So to develop that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right from the time of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, we have Naat Sharif. Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala and many other sahabas radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, they used to recite Naat Sharif in the presence of Rasul-e-Pak in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit sit on the mimbar and tell him, go on, carry on reading. And when he used to defend Islam in poetry, the kuffar, they used to in poetry form criticize, mock, ridicule and tease the Muslims and ridicule Iman and Islam and the believers. So Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala used to reply in poetry. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhil qudus. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make dua for it. So that is Naat Sharif, which comes out with the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But that person who is reading Naat Sharif, but he hasn't got any sign of the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even in his outward appearance, then that is bogus claim. On the station platform in Surat, I was taking a train from there going to Delhi, and there was a big crowd around a person during my student days. Big crowd around a person. So I said, who is this person? He was lying down and injecting himself, and he was in a high. But he was reading Naat Sharif in that state. And they say he's one of the best qawwals of India at that time. There was a big crowd around him and he was in a high. Now is that Naat Sharif? Or the person, he shaves his beard. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned his face away from those people who came to arrest him. And when he asked them that, why have you shaven your faces, they said, our master has ordered. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, but my master Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said that we must lengthen our beards. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned his face away from those non-Muslims, the disbelievers. He expressed a kind of pain in his heart. He was not happy to look at that face. Now we are reading Naat Sharif and praising Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but our outward appearance doesn't come anywhere close to that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is pleased with. So in which other way can you please Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam except by doing that which he is pleased with? In our actions we must demonstrate that.
Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon,
تیرے محبوب کی یا رب شباہت لے کے آیا ہوں, حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. سو ایٹ لیسٹ وی مسٹ ہیو دا صورت, بیکاز دا آؤٹ ورڈ صورت ہیز اے گریٹ افیکٹ آن دا ان سائڈ, آؤٹ سائڈ آلسو ہیز این افیکٹ آن دا ان سائڈ. If a person is wearing dirty clothes, soil in urine, blood and stool, make him wear those clothes for a couple of days and see what happens to his heart. Or even if he doesn't wear such kind of dirty clothes, but put him in a dirty area and let him stay there for some time and see what happens to the condition of his heart. Outside has an effect on the heart. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his Naat Sharif, when we read in the praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam poetry, so he say, what is poetry? It is that restlessness of the heart. The expression is given now in words. Expression is given in words. How else are you going to express it? You have to express it in words. And nobody can do justice. Therefore, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam up till now and till Qiyamah day, people will go on writing Naat Sharif and reading Naat Sharif. Still there's no end to it. Different forms of expression are given, different forms of expression. But we should read the Naat Sharif of the Ahlullah, of the Arif Billahs, of those who have a heart that is filled with the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we listen to those Naat Sharifs, then it has an impact on our hearts too. Because it is coming out from a heart which is filled with that noor of taqwa, with the noor of ibadat and zikr and tilawat and durood and salam and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So then, just as I've explained many times, now these people, when they are going to say ashar, when they are going to say waaz or nasihat, so it is coming out from the heart in the capsule of noor and it's going through our ears and then it enters our heart. That is what we say, dil. کا اثر دل کے اوپر پڑتا ہے, ہارٹ ٹو ہارٹ, دیٹ از ہاؤ اٹ ٹرانسفرز. اپنا دل کسی جلتے ہوئے دل کے قریب کر دے, یہ آگ لگتی نہیں ہے, لگائی جاتی ہے. سو دوز ہو ریڈ اشار اینڈ دوز ہو ریڈ پوئٹری, دیز اشار وچ ہیو بین ریٹن بائی عارف باللہ, سو دین اٹ ہیز دیٹ امپیکٹ. ریڈ اوور حضرت پوئٹری, ایوری لائن, ایوری ورس, it has an effect on the heart. Why? Because it is coming out from a heart that is of that kind. We have empty words, empty words. It's a world of words and speeches. Talk shows, they talk talk shows. So that is exactly what it is, talk show. Not for amal. It's talk show. It's talk, talk and talk. Then the show is over, finish. While the show is on, you listen to the talk. And when the show is over, then that's the end of the talk, finish. Speech is unlimited. So they're having no impact. How many people do really change their lives? So changes in lives comes when the talk is also from the heart. Dil ki baat, dil ke upar asar karti. دل سے نکلی ہوئی بات دل پر اثر کرتی. مے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ بلیس اس وتھ سچ کائنڈ آف ہارٹس, اینڈ اٹ از ناٹ اے ڈیفیکلٹی. اینڈ وین یو ول گیٹ دیٹ ہارٹ, دین سی واٹ انجوائمنٹ یو گیٹ ان دس اشعار آف نعت شریف اینڈ تلاوت آف دا قرآن شریف اینڈ ذکر اللہ. دین ایوری بیٹ آف دا ہارٹ وی ول ہیئر اللہ اللہ. سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. After that the enjoyment the person will get, there will be no words in the dictionary. No language will have the words and vocab to explain that kaifiyat.
Nahi khatm hoti
ہے موج مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی، ہے موج مسلسل میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے. The waves of the ocean, as you have heard many times, that they go on and on and on and on. There's no end to it. Says, Ya Allah, the love of yours, the love of your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is in my heart, those waves go on and on and on and on and on. May Allah Ta'ala give us some taste of His qurb, of His muhabbat. Thing is that we haven't tasted it, therefore we are chasing after sins, sins and sins. Time of celebrations and time of festivities and time of cinemas and theatres and discos and rave clubs. And enjoy yourself, come and commit zina, take drugs, go on a high. Sleep with whom you want, eat what you wish, drink what you wish. What does that bring at the end of the day? Restlessness, anxieties, worries, disasters, problems. How can you find sukoon where it is not? How can we find sukoon where it is not? But if we get that little taste, and it won't take long, go on a diet from sins for a couple of days. Must be for a number of days. It can't be just one day's time the person wants to reach the heavens. But once he will get that sweetness, then there are so many bandas of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even in present day whose saliva actually turns sweet when they take the name of Allah Ta'ala. It's not that they are just talking about the days gone by. Present day time, there are so many bandas of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that when they say Allah, it's not metaphorical sweetness that they are talking about. They are talking about reality. May Allah Ta'ala give us that taste. Then we won't go towards sins. Then we will distance ourselves. Who wants to deprive himself of such kind of sweetness and blessings? So let us not be carried away with all the festivities and all the haram entertainment and pleasures. Enjoy the halal pleasures. Allah Ta'ala hasn't prohibited us. Take your families, go to places where there's no behayai and no shamelessness, and where a person can remain within the parameters of Sharia and enjoy himself, nothing wrong. But balance it with ibadat, with zikr, with tilawat, a little bit of humor, a little bit of laughter, a little bit of joke. That's all part of Sharia. It's not haram. Doesn't say you must be all doom and gloom day and night. When it's time to cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you cry. Then in company of friends and others, you are cheerful, you're smiling, you're joking, you're laughing, you're talking. Stay away from sins, that's all. And see what Allah Ta'ala gives in our hearts. Kuch baaki hai kya? Ek line hai. Khatam kar diya.
نبی کی یاد ہی سے روح مومن شاد ہوتی ہے، نبی کے ذکر ہی سے بزم دل آباد ہوتی ہے، میں جب اشعار کہنے بیٹھتا ہوں مدح آقا کے، میں جب اشعار کہنے بیٹھتا ہوں مدح آقا کے، تو میری شاعری کی غیب سے امداد ہوتی ہے تو میری شاعری کی غیب سے امداد ہوتی ہے.
When I sit down to write the Naat Sharif of Rasool Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then say, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala assists me. Allah Ta'ala makes ilham. Our Hazrat says most of his ashar, more than 60 to 80% of his ashar, were 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, tahajjud time. He said it was as if a cloud has come over him, and he should just take the pen and write. As soon as he has completed the ashar, as if the cloud has moved and finished. No thinking and sitting and pondering like how poets normally make a little change here and a little alteration there, little. Those poets who are the Layla Majnun poets, so that is what they'll do. This ashar of the Arif Billah, or the Arifin, then this is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. It is ilhami. You can sense it that it's ilham. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with such hearts. We must ask Allah Ta'ala for such hearts. And it is not difficult for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to bless us with such hearts. We just have to make a little effort, not very extensive, simple, practical, basic things, something that's within our means. We haven't been asked to stand on one leg and read one wazifa 10,000 times, or go and look for some old grave in Brook Street Cemetery, dig it up there and sleep inside there for a couple of days to reach Allah Ta'ala. There you must. But inshallah, I think that person in one night's time will reach Allah Ta'ala. If he has to go and sleep in one of the qabars at night there, then inshallah his soul will reach Allah Ta'ala very, very fast. It won't take time this. Okay, saal ho jayega uska, us qabar mein. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem, oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, our lives are filled with hypocrisy, with nifaq, with sins, with evil, with vices, with disobedience of yours and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But my Allah, don't seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, the disaster which has struck. Oh my beloved Allah, thousands of people have lost their lives. Thousands of people, oh my Allah, they have become homeless. Oh Allah, so much of destruction of property and life. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins anymore. Ya Allah, look at your shan of rahmat. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, their problems, their hardship. Ya Allah, those who have lost their family members, bless them with sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azim. Ya Allah, restore for them whatever they have lost. Ya Allah, unke haal par raham farma, unke haal par karam farma. اور ہمارے بھی جان کی مال کی عزت کی آبرو کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ اس ان دس پارٹ آف دا ورلڈ آلسو. یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ دا انٹائر امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. ریموو دا ڈیفیکلٹیز آف مین کائنڈ. دوز ہو ہیو گاٹ نو ایمان اینڈ نو اسلام، بلیس دیم ود ایمان اینڈ اسلام. یا اللہ اٹس ناٹ ڈیفیکلٹ فار یو. And Ya Allah, those who have got Iman in Islam, give them taqwiyat in their Iman in Islam. Ya Allah, make us obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with a life of taqwa, piety, tawakkul, trust in you. Give us such muhabbat of yours in our hearts. Such muhabbat of yours in our hearts. Such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is indecent, obscene, shameless, immodest, sinful. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, hum sabko apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action or deeds. Ya Allah, these times are very testing times for us. Oh my beloved Allah, fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Storms of fitnas from our right and left, from in front of us and behind us, from above us and beneath us. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, bless us and the entire ummah with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our soul depart. Ya Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Let it be a death in a state that you are pleased with us. All those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe sab ko qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin wa alhamdulillah.